Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The man who is good for excuses, said wise old Benjamin Franklin, is good for little else. The new Merriam-Webster's dictionary says that an excuse is a justification for what you have done. Now, that's different from a reason for what you do. A legitimate cause for doing something or not doing it, as the case may be, is a reason. But an excuse is a wishy-washy something you give when you have no real reason for what you've done. It's a camouflage, an attempt to save face and salvage your self-esteem. On one occasion, Jesus told a story about a man who planned a large dinner and invited many guests. But before the meal, they all begged off and decided not to come. The first said, "I have bought a piece of property or ground and I must go and see it." Another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them or try them out. I pray, have me excused." Another said, "I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Now notice something for a minute. All 3 were valid needs in themselves. However, you would expect a man to look at a piece of property before he bought it, not afterwards, since it might be 3 meters underwater. And there's nothing wrong with buying property. Certainly, there is nothing wrong in buying a team of oxen or an automobile today. But a prudent individual would test drive something before he buys it. There is certainly nothing wrong in marrying a wife, or else a lot of us would be in trouble. The problem was each had a misplaced sense of priority. An excuse is generally satisfactory only to the person who makes it up. The story that Jesus told was really a parable. A picture of a great God who loves you and invites you to receive eternal life through the invitation of His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, "Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I'll give you rest." That invitation is personal, and it is for you. But have you responded to it, or have you fabricated an excuse as to why you have not taken up the offer to follow in Jesus' footsteps? There are a lot of excuses that work pretty well, at least to the person who gives them. Some are professional. "I'll lose my job. Nobody believes that in my position I could do that. It wouldn't be popular." Others are intellectual, such as, "Well, I can't understand everything there is to know about Christianity. I am an honest doubter, a seeker." Others point to the hypocrites and say, "Well, I don't want to be like that person." They forget that people counterfeit only the real and the genuine. Others project moral excuses. "Hey, I'm pretty good myself," forgetting that it is often the good that keeps people out of heaven, not the bad. One excuse is as good as another. But the person who looks for an excuse is left with emptiness in his heart. He's clinging to leftover props that help him save face. Have you ever asked yourself, "Why really? Have I never come to experience the life that I believe is possible in Jesus Christ?" As the master of the feast was angry with the shallow excuses given by those who were invited, I think surely our Heavenly Father is not much happier with some of our excuses for not walking with Him. As George Sweeting says, "Reasons are usually sincere, while an excuse is a rationalization. A reason involves reality. An excuse, an invention, a frail, sick reason." "Come to me," said Jesus, "and I will give you rest." He still invites you to follow Him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.